coming up on episode number 345. It's another late night request show, just how I like them, with covers of Lou Reed, The Pretenders, Semisonic, and Pink coming up in tonight's show. A little bit of trivia at the end. It's the All Request Tuesday night coming up right now on Coverville.
The times are tough now, just getting tougher. Whole world is rough, it's just getting rougher. Cover me. Come on, baby, cover me. Well, I'm looking for a woman who will come on in and cover me.
Greetings from Coverville for a Tuesday night. It is July 24th, 2007. My name is Brian Ibbett. Welcome to another edition of Coverville, another edition where we play, where I play your requests, stuff you've emailed me, stuff you've called in, stuff you've posted on the site, things you've wanted to hear. And because I skipped a Sunday show, I'm going to give you a little bit of a bonus show tonight. So 8 songs instead of the usual 6. Kind of make up, you know, bonus size here. We're going to start things off with a request that came in a couple weeks ago from Gareth. Now, Shirley Bassey just came out with a brand new album called Get the Party Started, and on it there is a cover of You Only Live Twice, I believe. I believe that is correct. And I really wanted to play that, and I will get to that one in a later show, because it is kind of funny. Shirley Bassey did 3 James Bond themes, of course, most notably Goldfinger. She also did Diamonds Are Forever and Moonraker. And to have her covering another Bond cover, I thought was pretty darn cool. But she does a great version of Pink's Get the Party Started. Actually, Gareth requested it, as well as Nick from Scotland, and it's awesome. You can't really hear a Shirley Bassey cover without thinking of her James Bond work, because her voice comes through, and even the instrumentation that you're going to hear in this version comes through with a kind of a James Bond feel to it. So let's jump right into it. Let's get the show started with Get the Party Started by Shirley Bassey, a cover of Pink.
Flashy in my Mercedes Benz. I've got lots of style. Check my gold diamond rings.
That is Los Straitjackets with El Microscopico Bikini, a cover of Larry Williams. I wanted to use that for a Lost in Translation, but I couldn't wait. I wanted to get to that one, and it fit well with Shirley Bassey's Get the Party Started, which you heard right before that. That comes from her brand new album, Get the Party Started, and of course it's a cover of Pink. That Los Straitjackets track was requested by Billy, and the Pink track I mentioned who had requested that, although I'm going to add Theo, who was the first person to let me know about that after hearing it as part of a Marks and Spencer ad in the UK. Let's get to an audio request, shall we?
Good morning, Brian. Thank you very much for Coverville. I think you do a super job, and I kind of discovered it on iTunes. I'm not exactly sure how, but I've been listening for probably about 2 or 3 months now. My name is Pat Davidson. I drive from the Milwaukee area in Wisconsin up to Oshkosh, and it takes me about 1 hour and 10 minutes. And Coverville is a perfect companion, so I'm always excited when there is a hot and fresh episode available. So thank you very much, and I hope you have a surge in Wisconsin, as I tell all my friends and kind of coworkers and acquaintances about this cool show, and you got to listen to it. And I really, really like what you're doing, so keep it up. I do have a suggestion or a request, and that would be, I think it's a perfect request, and I guess it's a perfect day, a perfect set of songs, two things. Perhaps a show dedicated, I don't know if you do this, to a single song. I think Perfect Day by Lou Reed is a phenomenal tune, and there's a lot of bands that have covered that, and some various styles of music. Or maybe it's songs with Perfect in it. So I'm sure Perfect Day, obviously by Lou Reed, and then there's a U2 song, A Beautiful Day. So maybe it's a day song, I don't know. But something along either one of those themes might be kind of neat. And keep up the great work. Thanks again. I apologize for the long-winded message, but I'm an excited listener. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Yeah, you betcha. Hey, let your friends know about the show there, hey. Awesome. I don't think you have an accent. I was just doing the typical Milwaukee, Wisconsin accent because I have neighbors who sound just like that. Perfect Day. It's funny that you requested that because I had just gotten a request from Ken to play the Kirsty MacColl version. So, and this also features Evan Dando on vocals with her. I'm going to play a couple different versions. Duran Duran a few years ago, back in 1995, released an album called Thank You, which for the most part was atrocious. Covers of White Lines and 911 is a Joke and Lay Lady Lay by Bob Dylan. The one thing that I think that they really did well on that album was their cover of Lou Reed's Perfect Day. And I can't remember where I saw the interview with Lou Reed where he actually said that was the his favorite version of the song. So I'm going to do a little twofer here. I'm going to save your day idea for a show because I think that's an awesome idea. And I'm going to play a couple versions of Perfect Day. I'm going to save a third version that I really like for that show. So let's go ahead and jump right into this. This is Perfect Day by Kirsty MacColl and Evan Dando. And, of course, it's a cover of the classic by Lou Reed.
Just a perfect day. Drink sangria in the park. Then later, when it gets dark, we go home.
Just a perfect day. Feed animals in the zoo. Then later, to, and then home. Oh, it's such a perfect day. I'm glad I spent it with you. Such a perfect day. You just keep me hanging on. You just keep me hanging on.
just a perfect day. Problems all left alone. Weekenders on our own, it's such fun.
Just a perfect day. You made me forget myself. I thought I was someone else, someone good.
Oh, it's such a perfect day. I'm glad I spent it with you. Such a perfect day. You just keep me hanging on. You just keep me hanging on.
Just a perfect day. Drink sangria in the park. Then later, when it gets dark, we go home. Just a perfect day. Feed animals in the zoo. And then home. Oh, it's such a perfect day. I'm glad I spent it with you. Such a perfect day. You just keep me hanging on. You just keep me hanging. Just a perfect day. Problems all left alone. Weekenders on our own. Such fun. Just a perfect day. Such a perfect day.
I just lose my nerve as I've done from the start. And every little thing she does is magic. Everything she does just turns me on. You know my life before was tragic. Now I know my love for her goes on. I have to tell the story of a thousand rainy days since we first met. It's a big enough umbrella, but it's always me who ends up getting wet. And every little thing she does is magic. Everything she does just turns me on. You know my life before was tragic. Now I know my love for her goes on. And I resolve to call her up a thousand times a day and ask her if she'll marry me in some old-fashioned way. But my silent fears have gripped me long before I reach the phone, long before my tongue has tripped me, must I always be alone? Every little thing she does is magic. Everything she does just turns me on. You know my life was tragic. Now I know my love for her goes on. Cause every little thing that she does is magic. Everything she does just turns me on. You know my life before was tragic. Now I know my love for her goes on. Goes on. Goes on.
That is Julie Collings with her version of The Police's Every Little Thing She Does Is Magic. You'll find that on her 2007 EP, Don't. That was requested by Michael from Phoenix, Arizona. Excellent. It's almost got a Sean Colvin kind of feel to it. Before that, you heard Duran Duran's version of Perfect Day from their Thank You album from 1995, as well as, before that, Christy McCall and Evan Dando from the Lemonheads doing their version of the very same song from Christy's The Best Of album from 2005. I think I like Christy's version better of the two, but compared to everything else that was on that Duran Duran Thank You album, that one, Perfect Day for them, really stood out. And I have another version that I'm going to save for a theme show. But, yeah, not bad. I mean, you know, the versions, you can definitely have your favorites between the two or between all the versions you've heard. And let me know, by the way, if you have a favorite version. I played Chris Whitley's several episodes ago, and that's not the one I'm saving for the next show. For the theme show. Moving on to another request. This one comes from just a little ways north of me in Boulder, Colorado. Christine wrote that she wanted to hear Suede's version of Brass in Pocket. Now, this comes from a 1992 album called Ruby Tracks from the NME's Roaring 40, New Musical Express. And let me say this, I'm a big fan of Suede. However, I don't know what to make of this version. I think I like it, but I don't know if it has enough Suede-ness to really pull it out for me. You be the judge. Here's Suede with their version of The Pretenders, Brass in Pocket, and it's got kind of a slow build-up, so turn the volume up for the beginning, but get ready to turn it down. Thank you.
in my pockets. I got powder and I'm gonna use it. Intention, I'm feeling myself. Gonna make you, make you, make you notice. Commotion, extreme emotion. I've been driving, teetotaling.
going out to Vince from the UK. That is Purple Haze, performed by the Kronos Quartet from their 2005 album, Kronos Quartet, music by Skullthorpe, Salonen, Glass, Nancaro, and Hendrix. Of course, a cover of Jimi Hendrix's Purple Haze. Before that, Brass in Pocket by Suede, going out to Christine in Boulder. And that comes from the Ruby Tracks New Music Express album from 1992. All right, this next one, not a very good cover, but it goes along with something that I was talking about last week, and I just had to play it for you. And a big, huge thanks goes out to Tim Dressen from the 500 by Midnight podcast, which I know I rave about a lot on the show, and you're probably sick of hearing about it, but you know what? It's one of my favorite shows to listen to. And if you like Las Vegas at all, or you want to like Las Vegas, then that's the show to check out, 500 by Midnight. I'm going to really quickly read Tim's email because it explains this song perfectly. In the early mid to late 90s, the major record labels began to release many of their artists' songs as singles to radio without putting out retail CD singles in the U.S., even if a song became a huge radio hit. This was the case for Semisonic's Closing Time. This decision by MCA Records led to the release of a 5-track cover single of Closing Time issued under the band name So Chaotic, a name that sounds somewhat similar to Semisonic. As a response to this single, Semisonic issued a warning on their website telling fans not to be confused by the fake Closing Time single. Around the same time, Sugar Ray's Fly and Smash Mouth's Walking in the Sun were victims of the same fake single tactic by the same label, Under the Cover Records. The Sugar Ray cover came out under the band name Sweet Rain, and the Smash Mouth cover under the band name Smack. So what you're going to hear is the release that came out around the same time as Semisonic's Closing Time was getting popular, and this is the version by So Chaotic, which was issued to kind of capitalize on the popularity of the single. But since there wasn't a U.S. single available, this was how they decided they'd make their money. So it kind of sucks the life out of the song for me, but it's an interesting cover to hear, and I like to bring you stuff that's interesting. So here's So Chaotic with the Exacto Mix version of Semisonic's Closing Time.
On over every boy, every girl. Closing time, one last call for alcohol, so finish your whiskey or beer. Closing time, you don't have to go home, but you know that you can't stay here. I know
to go out to the places you will be from.
A cover done for purely monetary reasons, the wrong reasons. That is Closing Time by So Chaotic, which is actually a band out of New Jersey. I don't think they did anything else commercially. That's the only thing I was able to find by them, but that's their cover. Their cover of Semisonic's Closing Time, the Exacto Mix. Big thanks to Tim for providing information on that and letting me know about it. Even if it's not a great cover, the story behind it is very interesting and just kind of points to some of the shady dealings that sadly still go on in the music industry. So now with me in the studio is Tina.
Hello.
For yet another Musically Challenged. This last weekend, Tina and I went to her family's, her dad's side of the family's family reunion up in Newcastle, Wyoming.
It's a small town.
Yeah, it's BFE is what it is.
Yeah, the whole way there is pretty much
desolate,
that.
barren, flat.
Hot. Know. Really hot.
Yes, but no, it was good to see everybody. And anything you want to say before we jump into Musically Challenged?
Nope.
Okay. Well, it is another Toyota Boy movie edition, and I understand he's got some new opening theme music, so let's get right into it.
Musically Challenged Movie Edition, Episode 5.
Very good.
Hello, Brian. And whoever else may be in the studio tonight, this episode is going to be yet another 80s movie. For those who haven't played before, I'm going to be playing 4 songs. Try to name the title and artist, and then figure out what movie all 4 songs are from. Again, extra bonus points if you could describe the scene where the song is playing in the movie. Question 1.
Oh my god. Starting off with that, huh? Holy cow. Any idea?
No.
I have a guess for the movie, but I'm not going to say it until we've heard all 4 songs, but I'm going to write it down just
okay.
In case.
All right.
It's one of my favorite movies from the 80s, but it's really obscure, so it's probably not it. But no guess on that first one.
No.
Okay.
Question 2.
All right. That's.
Is that Frank Sinatra?
It's Frank Sinatra, Strangers in the Night.
Yeah.
Strangers. Question 3.
Ooh, this. I think I only know this song from the movies.
That's life.
Oh, no. Of course, it's Dino. With That's Life.
Okay.
Trying to picture. It's definitely not this movie then. So I'm crossing this off.
All right.
Okay, let's get to the fourth song.
Question 4.
Hey, you.
Oh.
All right. Lionel Richie?
No.
Who, I do this every time. Who is it?
Billy Ocean.
That's right.
Get out of my dreams, get into my car.
Yeah, I know that.
All right, so let me think here. 80s movie. Now, I know he did the music for the Jewel of the Nile and the, what was the other one? The first one with Michael Douglas.
Yeah, I love those movies. Those were good.
Kathleen Turner.
Yep. I can't think of what it was called.
Green... The Hunt for the Green... Oh, what the hell? Anyway, but I don't think that's from that. I don't think those songs are from one of those movies. Billy Ocean, so let's see, what else? Did he do any music for Mannequin?
Oh.
No?
I have no idea.
That was all Starship, or at least the...
Yeah.
Was it a movie featuring the Corys?
Oh, Corey Feldman.
Corey Feldman and Corey Haim?
I don't know. Like, right, what are you thinking?
I'm thinking the License to Drive.
Oh. Maybe. I don't know. I didn't see it. I don't know that I saw that. Together.
All right. I think we're stumped on this one.
So, did you guess the movie?
No.
The title of the movie is License to Drive.
Oh!
Corey Feldman and Corey Haim.
That is really funny.
Question right. one was Jazzy's in the House by DJ Jazzy Jeff and the Fresh Prince.
I was
Who
almost
knew that Will Smith would
that.
Go on to such a lucrative career. The scene is Les Anderson at the DMV taking his driver's test. Ironically, the instructor was the father on Fresh Prince of Bel-Air, which, of course, is the person who just sang this song.
I want you to take a long, hard look at this cup of coffee. Now, I love my coffee. It's probably the one thing I truly do cherish on this godforsaken mudball called Earth. Now, what I'm trying to say is that most examiners use a clipboard. I don't believe in them. What I do believe in is my cup of coffee. Now, that coffee's hot, filled right to the brim. If it spilled on me, probably burned me, huh? So it's real simple. You burn me, you fail. You don't, you pass.
Strangers in the night. Question two was Strangers in the Night by Frank Sinatra.
You know, I'm not going to get any of the scenes for these songs.
I never saw the movie.
You know, there was... God, who was it? It was Baby, You Can Drive... There was a cover in there of Baby, You Can Drive My Car or Drive My Car by the Beatles.
Really?
And I think it was by, I want to say, a group called The Breakfast Club.
Huh.
Yeah, I'll have to look that up. It was horrible. I remember seeing the video, which
really?
Also featured the Corys and featured scenes from the movie, of course, and and all that. But okay, back to this.
The scene is Les dancing on the hood of his grandfather's Cadillac with his date Mercedes, playing Grandpa's Top 10.
Get off! Get off the car!
What's the matter?
The hood, it's caving in. Get off quick.
But Les, I love this song.
Yeah, well, then you've definitely had too much to drink. Come on, get off.
Question three is also Frank Sinatra with That's Life.
Oh, that is Sinatra.
The scene is Les and his friends inside the VW Bug chasing after the drunk that stole their car as he cuts lemons on the dashboard.
It seems you've mistakenly driven off with our car.
Thank you. Thank you very much. You're very kind.
What the hell?
Come on, get the juice head to pull over.
Sir.
Oh, my God.
Les, he just vomited in your car.
Question four is Get Out of My Dreams and Into My Car by Billy Ocean.
Hey, you want to know some cool trivia about Billy Ocean?
Sure.
He had, I think, 8 songs that went to the top 10, but only 4 songs that went to number 1, and all 4 songs had 8 words in the title.
Really?
Yes. Suddenly was like the only song that made it into the top. No, what was it? It was maybe he only had 5 songs that made it into the top 10, and Suddenly was the only one that didn't go to number 1, and all 4 of the rest of them went to number 1. They all had 8 words in the title.
Wow.
Like Get Out of My Dreams, Get Into My Car is one of them. And
so had he added 7 more words, he might have had a top 10.
That's right.
Hit.
Yes. That's right. What were the other ones? I can't remember. But I know when the going gets tough, the tough get going. Maybe that, I guess that is 8 words. When the going, no, that's 9 words. So that didn't make it. That wasn't one of them.
This song is played at the end of the movie, right after Mercedes picks up Les in her white Volkswagen Cabriolet.
Hey, I had a little trouble with your car too.
My BMW?
Les? You know how you said when you got your license you wanted a BMW? Well, here you go. It's all yours. Take good care of it.
Thanks, Dad. It's very generous of you. But, you know, I don't need the BMW anymore.
Les!
I already have a Mercedes.
Oh, and that's it. Jeez. Oh, it was... okay. While we're listening to that last clip, I figured it out. Caribbean Queen, No More Love on the Run. There'll Be Sad Songs to Make You Cry, and Get Out of My Dreams, Get Into My Car, which fortunately he shortened it to Outa instead of Out Of. Hey, Tina.
Yes.
Quit typing over
okay,
there.
Fine.
All right. Well, with that, geez, anything you want to say before we get going?
No.
Okay. I'm turning that computer off next time.
Okay, fine.
Too distracted. All right. Thanks to Tina for joining us for Musically Challenged. You know, you can hear the typing in the microphone.
Okay.
Just so you know that.
Okay.
And that is going to do it for tonight's edition of Coverville. If you want to get in touch with me to make a request of your own, please, I invite you to do so. You can email me at coverville@gmail.com. You can call the request line at 206-222-COVER or post a message on the weblogs or in the forums at www.coverville. It doesn't begin with an F, ladies and gentlemen. At www.coverville.com. New show Thursday, probably a cover story, I think. I'm leaning towards a, speaking of Duran Duran, a Duran Duran cover story. So hearing some covers of those Duran Duran classics you know by heart, or maybe something else, who knows. But that's probably what I'm leaning towards. Until then, wow, is that really everything I was going to talk about? I guess so. Until then, this is Brian Ibbett saying that just about covers it for tonight. Thanks for listening. We'll catch you next time. Bye-bye. Coverville is a proud member of the Backbeat Media Podcast Network, and bandwidth for Coverville was provided by CacheFly, CacheFly.com.